You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money for this Thursday, the 11th of February 2021. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, what you need to know if you're expecting dividends is profit reporting season. But first, to my special extended interview with the CEO of Telstra, Andy Penn. The company's bottom line was hit by payments to the national broadband network, while the impact from COVID-19 was placed at $170 million. And today, all up, Telstra posted a half-year net profit of just over $1.1 billion. Revenue fell almost 10% though to $11 billion. Still, it will pay an interim dividend of 8 cents per share, worth about $950 million to its shareholders. For more, I spoke earlier with Telstra's CEO, Andy Penn. Andy, Telstra has gone through some pretty huge changes over the past year, namely staff cuts and structural changes. So what kind of a company is Telstra now? Is it a telco? Is it a technology company? Or is it a utility?
Well, there's no doubt we're a more agile company. We're a leaner company. We operate very much in the, we're a telecommunications company, so we're all about connecting people. But of course, the technology that you use today looks a lot more like software and artificial intelligence and new technologies in terms of how we bring that telecommunications and connectivity together. So, you know, we've had to build new skills in new areas and, as you say, completely change our workforce and indeed not just our workforce, but the ways of working with the introduction of Agile. And as we look forward into the future, how we embrace the acceleration of moving to virtual working and hybrid working as well are all going to be critically important for us.
How's that timeline for that T22 restructure going?
Well, so there's a specific piece to the restructure, which is the how we're sort of setting the company up into the three entities, InfraCo Towers, InfraCo Fixed and ServCo. And the timetable to get that done is by the end of the calendar year. Our T22 program is scheduled to basically go until June of 2022, which is when our financial year 2022 finishes. But I'm expecting us to be largely done on the majority of the initiatives by the end of this calendar year.
I guess one of the things that attracts investors, especially smaller investors, to Telstra is that higher dividend. You've maintained that steady dividend despite a fall in profit. Why?
Well, to your point, exactly. I mean, we know how important the dividend is to our shareholders, particularly the retail shareholders, but all shareholders. We can see that we're at a financial turning point because of all of the initiatives we've implemented under T22. And because we can see we're at that turning point, and because we can also see that the headwind that we face from the NBN is coming to an end, we have great confidence that we can move forward and hit those aspirations and ambitions that I talked about today in the results presentation, which would enable us to sustain a 16 cent dividend. So in that context and in that environment, the board was more than happy to confirm we'll pay a 16 cent dividend this year.
How has COVID-19 impacted the business, especially when it comes to international roaming for your mobiles division?
Well, not surprisingly, international roaming has fallen off by more than 90%, as indeed has international travel. So that's obviously had a short to medium term impact, but ultimately, once COVID restrictions and are lifted or vaccines allow an increase in international travel, we would expect some of that to come back.
Andy Penn there. Now, the company is also taking full control of its retail store network. There are about 300 Telstra-branded stores across the country, and Telstra only owns about 67 of them. So I asked Andy Penn, why and why now?
Well, one of the things that we've been sort of thinking about is, what is the retail experience of the future? And one of the answers that we have to that is, it's a far more integrated experience. So it's not really whether or not you do business online or you purchase online. And now today, 40% of all of our customers or all of our sales transactions are done online. And it's not whether you then or you do that in a store. It's not binary. In fact, these days you might start a process by doing some research online. You might want to complete it in a store or vice versa. So we want to become far more integrated and flexible in our store network, and then also provide a more consistent customer experience across all of our stores. And so that's why we've made a decision to bring them in-house. And whilst it wasn't a decision in reaction to COVID, there's no doubt that our experience last year with COVID reinforced that thinking, because one of the things we were able to do during COVID was actually to use our frontline people in our stores to actually help customers digitally as well through the asynchronous messaging that we have in place. So that's why now, and that's why we want to bring the stores back in-house.
So that's interesting that you see importance for the presence of physical stores despite more and more people shopping online. Do you see that going across all industries?
I think what I should say is that it is absolutely our expectation that we will continue to have a substantial retail presence, particularly in regional and rural Australia, where the Telstra store is particularly significant for customers. And I do believe that, yes, people will want to continue to interact and face-to-face, whether it be to come in to have a tech inquiry or to explore the various different range of products, to be able to see them physically. I think that those are going to be requirements that go ahead in the future. Of course, we will do more and more digital, more and more stuff online and digitally, but I do think that there's an important role for the bricks and mortar store in the future as well.
And finally, analysts are predicting, based on your guidance, earnings can grow by 11.5% for the next 3 years. How?
Well, I won't confirm the 18.5%. What we have confirmed is that we had $3.3 billion of underlying earnings in the first half of FY21. We're guiding 3.3 to 3.6 next year. Mid to high single digit growth FY22. And then our aspiration for FY23 is to get within the range of $7.5 to $8.5 billion. How are we going to do that? Firstly, the strong turnaround of our mobiles business, where we took another 80,000 net new customers, but importantly, we're seeing ARPU turnaround and at what we call our TMMC, which is effectively customers that are trading up into higher plans to get access to 5G, where we're leading. Secondly, by stabilising our NBN ARPUs, and they have stabilised. Thirdly, by productivity, where we announced today that we're increasing our target this year to $450 million and for the overall program, $2.7 billion. And of course, that is all happening at the same time as the negative impact of the NBN and the headwind that we've been facing has been receding. And so the benefits of everything that we've been doing in our strategy are actually starting to really flow through.
Andy Penn there, the CEO of Telstra, speaking about the company's future, dividends and the profit numbers released today. Telstra shares rose today by 2.5%. And speaking of shares, the broader market finished lower. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.1% to 6,850. AMP was the biggest loser on the 200, down 11%. A $6 billion takeover was pulled for the company, and it says it will declare no dividend. The best performer was Newcrest Mining, up 4%, thanks to a record profit and record dividend. For more on that and the rest of the day's market action, I spoke earlier with Ben Clark from TMS Capital. Ben, the market's been seesawing in and out of positive territory today. Why?
Look, it's a time of the year when fund managers are really focused on all of the individual company results coming out. So they're not so much focused on what's going on in the broader market. And you tend to see swings in individual stocks more than the market swinging around at this time of year.
Can we talk about a couple of those results in details? First of all, Telstra, what's your take on it?
Look, the Telstra numbers were slightly under expectations, but there is a glimmer of hope there. The company provided FY22 and 23 guidance that looks to be quite a bit ahead of analyst forecasts. So that's good news. And that's really come back to the strength of the mobile phone business, which is probably to do with the rollout of 5G and a much more aggressive cost-cutting campaign that the company is going to embark on.
Okay. AMP, its shares took a really big hit today. Why?
So it's a double whammy of Aries pulling a takeover bid for the company that was announced today, and another messy result with management pleading with investors to give them more time to try and turn the beast around.
Okay. What are the other ones that you were keeping an eye on?
Transurban reported today, which was an interesting result because they've obviously been heavily affected by all the various lockdowns, changes in traffic numbers, changing in working habits. So it was a messy set of numbers and quite weak, but the company is calling out a much stronger recovery over FY21. And with that will come a recovery in the distribution, which a lot of shareholders will be happy with.
And can we wrap up by talking about dividends and what your expectations are for dividends? Because we've seen it all over the place today. Telstra maintained its dividend. Unibail, Rodamco, Westfield has frozen its dividend. Newcrest Mining has delivered a record dividend. So what's your thoughts?
In the case of dividends, it's really important, firstly, to look at the strength of a company's balance sheet. If a company's got too much debt, it doesn't have the flexibility to start to recover that dividend as the earnings recover, and it goes into a debt paying off drive. Dividends are also only as reliable as the profits that service the dividend. So it's really important that you find companies that can sustainably pay a dividend, but mostly due to growing their underlying profits.
Ben Clark there from TMS Capital. That is SBS On The Money for this Thursday, the 11th of February. There'll be no podcast tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.